Morning, and for some reason, I just in the last 10 seconds thought that this little podcast ought to have a title because it's happening fairly regularly. So I thought, what am I doing? Well, I'm walking and talking, so that's what I'm going to call it, walking and talking from now on. And while I'm walking, today I'm going to talk about a blog post that I just wrote on Biz Network Guy, published yesterday, and I'll shove an email out about it later this week. And it was just a reflection really on what we've been doing for the last few weeks with the new business Dojo. We're sort of developing a client base, which is fantastic. We're going and talking to lots of different people in lots of different places who do different things, and what we're getting is a bit of a pattern developing with people. And there's certainly a couple of questions that always seem to find their way into the conversation, and 9 times out of 10 in slightly different ways, but you get the same answer back. And what it is relates, well, the first one relates to the way we get the foot in the door, which is invariably by talking about LinkedIn. And that's the age-old question, really, but which started the whole process off, which is, why don't people fill in their profiles in full? Because it just makes such a huge difference if you get that bit right. And the answer we always get back on that is, I ain't got the time. And most people obviously are busy. I would say most people get the idea, they understand it. It's just down on their list of things to do ahead of paying the bills, selling the stuff, and running the business. And what they don't seem to realise on most occasions is that this one simple step is going to make quite a beneficial difference to all of the above. So that's one thing. And then when we got into it a bit more, and primarily because we shipped and delivered a few good bits of service and product into people, the very next thing that happened was they would ask us, you know, well, what can you do with this over here? We've got another problem we need solving. Can you help us out? And consequently, Dojo was born. And then the next sort of part of the conversation is what we tend to do is sort of sit down and obviously have a bit of a generic chat. This way, come on. About the whole thing. And it sort of comes around to the second question, which is, why do you do it? You know, digital marketing as a whole, certainly social media. Why as a business do you do that thing? And then the answer comes back, and it's again this 9 out of 10 times response, is because everybody else does it. And you've got to think about that and the logic behind that, because at the very least what that is just a reactive thing. And what it says is, or indicates, is that people aren't really taking a step back and thinking about it. And the response that we would come, or the bit we would enter into a conversation at that point, is along the lines of the following, and that is that every business as a whole has business goals, has objectives, things that you want to achieve, short, medium and long term. And realistically, if you come up with 2 or 3 of those points and then reverse engineer your digital marketing back from that point, then you put a purpose to it. And the other thing you're likely to do is really take a look at the different platforms that are out there and work out which ones are going to suit your purpose and objectives ahead of the others. So yeah, there we go. There's a blog post on it. That's pretty much what it's about. I suppose you don't have to read it now, because I've told you. There is a good Led Zeppelin video at the bottom of it though, and a nice picture. So I'll leave you to it today. It's lovely. It's a spring day. It's about 9:20 in the morning. It's got to be about 15 degrees, which I'm telling you is quite nice. Perfect temperature. Have a great day.